0TR and 4ZOK.
Okay, 0TR. I'm sitting here watching a motorcycle race down in Arkansas. How you doing, Shane?
Tom, I hope you are, and I don't want to interrupt your motorcycle racing watching there.
Oh, I just shut the volume off on it. It's a YouTube. I seen it posted on Yahoo there, and it says, you don't want to run from the Arkansas State Police.
Hi, Shane.
Bernice, nice to hear you. Tom, you're right. You don't want to run from the, you don't want to run from any of them, but most of them won't chase motorcycles anymore. I was going to tell you, I meant to tell you the other night that I worked at Russian Station, Dimitri. Was it RT5T or something like that?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember exactly either, but I remember that 5 in there. Oh, yeah, they're just, this guy turned on his emergency flashers, and usually that just, you know, if the police officer's following you and you turn on your flashers, he's expecting you to go ahead and pull over the first chance you get. This guy just stuck it to it, and away he went. And about a 17-minute video on here. I don't usually watch those. But, yeah, that's a good one, Shane. He turned around and come back head-on with the Arkansas State cop on a motorcycle, Shane. Guess who won that?
4 wheels outdid 2 wheels. Goodness. Yeah, I also got that CY9C. I think that's it. That St. Paul. I got him on 30 meters the other night as well. I worked him on split, and then I was trying to work a POTA guy, a WB0RJW, I think. I worked him many, many times, and I could not get him for nothing, and I figured out I was split, forgot about it, so I have no idea what frequency. I think I was trying to work him on 30 or 20 meters and was broadcasting on 30 meters.
It happens. Yeah, that 10108 to 10109, he was pretty easy to work on it, and he should have been, because he's just up there around Newfoundland. But, oh, man, those guys were not easy to work at all. Now, I had them from years ago on all bands except 10 and 12, but I never got them on that. But I worked them on 3 or 4 bands, but congratulations, that's a good one. I guess that place isn't occupied very often. But I'm going to get out of this. YouTube is distracting me. And I just talked to Larry SKD there a minute ago. He was putting an NOX transducer in his Toyota Tacoma. But you got some good ones there. It was a zoo the whole time, and I guess they're still there. But I got confirmation today of that Jarvis Island de-expedition on 4 bands, and it was the same way. What with these push-button operators now on CW, it's just a zoo. And I don't have my band scope. I feel lost without that. I really like that, but don't know anybody that knows how to get it running, so I'll just have to do without it.
Been on the 7300, and I thought you had it up on your big screen for a while. Did something happen to it?
For years, and Bill, N4IQ, installed it for me, and he's a brainiac. I mean to tell you, he's brilliant. And Rusty tried it, but he couldn't get it. There's a couple of things you got to do, and I went through everything that Bill wrote down for me many years ago, but I just couldn't get it to come back up. You got to use OmniRig, and then SD Play or something like that. And I can't get it. You put a thing on there called a FunCube, and I bought it from ND7J. But Bob didn't know how to do it even at the time, and he bought a fancy radio with the scope on it. But now they're putting them on the lesser models. But Kenwood don't do that unless you go to an 890, and that's $4,000. And I just ain't going to do that. I can still get them. I just have to figure out where the split is. And when there's that many in there, like a zoo, it takes time. And my arm, I've had shoulder surgery, and you got to keep one on the button and scroll to try to find where the split's at. And if you got a bunch of them in there, it's still very difficult to find the split. But sometimes the Manscope can be a real big help, you know.
Where's that LK? Yeah, I imagine. I just kind of would go to the other frequency and tune to where people seemed like the people were, and then I would go off a little bit, stay a little high, and that seemed to work for me because I don't have to try very hard, and at least with the last two or three times I've worked split, they've come back pretty quickly. Even with a bunch of people in there, if you go right on frequency, they can't pick you out.
If you're on CW a lot of times, if he's on a even numbered frequency, just come down to the 0.9, you know, below it. And a lot of times they'll go down there to get out of the mess. I just listen on CW for the response. I'll listen to the DX. And, oh, man, on that C19C, there were so many idiots on there that it was unbelievable that were transmitting on his frequency. Then these other guys, they transmit up, 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 over and over and over. And so about the time you get him, if they're doing that, you've missed receiving his response to you. Yes, idiots is what I call them. But, that works good. The response, I'll listen to him give an ID or something. But when he calls somebody, if you look for their 599 to come back, you found the split, you know. And so then I just leave it there and transmit on that split. Yeah, it works pretty good for me.
Thank you. I will tell you, on 30 meters, whoever was doing it was transmitting a whole lot faster than he was when I got him on 17 meters. I'm not sure what it was, but it was 30 or more, which I didn't send back that fast, but I was able to copy him. When you do enough of it, just the call sign and the signal report, fairly easy to copy a lot faster.
Well, it seemed like it was a lot more civilized on 30 meters. I got him in no time, I mean once or twice, and better operators, I don't know why, but 30 meters is CW only, but that don't mean nothing nowadays with these automatic senders, you know.
Radios people have don't operate 30 meters, or they don't have an antenna that'll do it or something. Of course, with the tuner, you can just about operate anywhere that you're allowed. There's something else I was going to say. I mean, I'll think about it in a minute the next time I come back.
But if it isn't within a certain parameters, though, all of your signal output's being eaten up by the tuner machine and not really getting transmitted out.
I've had good luck with that InFET 9-1. It tunes everything. It'll tune 80 and 40. It resonates on 80 and 40. I don't have to use a tuner on the CW portion. And then most of the other bands, it's around 2, maybe between 2 and 3. And so I've found that it works really well. And then I've got a dipole type antenna that I've actually worked everything except 80 on it with the tuner. And it resonates on 20 meters, so it'll do 20 and 10 without the tuner.
This is N0TR. Well, that's excellent. What type of antenna is that with a 49-1? I hadn't heard of that one, Shane.
Ted, Gary actually sent me an email and with a couple of YouTube links, and I watched the YouTube videos, and the guy was building one, and I just built the transformer. And then Gary did something different with his wire. He put a capacitor. I think he cut the wire at maybe 60-something feet, I believe, and put a capacitor between it. But I just have 130-foot wire on it, and it works great.
It does. That sounds excellent to me. Well, my long one will tune anything. It's 235 feet long, though. And then the super loop will tune anything from 10 through 80. Now, Gary has his super loop fixed up a little different, and he said he can do 160 on it, but mine won't. And it doesn't matter because I got it on the other one. But 160, as far as I'm concerned, especially now that they got FT8, most of the guys overseas in that are running FT8 because it's so extremely hard to make contacts on 160, DX contacts. I just got 64 countries on 160, but that's the only band I don't have DXCC on.
Or that antenna, that 130-foot wire, it actually says it resonates on 160. I made a contact with a couple of guys, kind of local, North Carolina. They were rag chewing, and I broke in to see if they could hear me, and they said they were having a little trouble hearing me, and it was resonating. It was, you know, showing a good SWR reading, but they suggested I run a counterpoise on it. It would probably help. Because said most of your on the infed there, most of it was probably going down the coax.
Well, I got that 160 vertical up there too, but I haven't been impressed with it. But I'm probably wrong because when they go up to Fred's place up there in the mountains, Bob said they had one of those up. That's where I learned about it from, and he said it works really well up there for 160. But, there's a lot of different bells and whistles and tricks. But I would have to say that 160 is one of the lousiest bands of all, and the noise on it's incredible, and you can't use it during the summer. In the wintertime, especially for rag tuning that, I think it's great. But I don't do a lot of that. Maybe as I, one of these days when I get old, I might change.
Just save that for later on, you know, when you can't move around that much and you're old there. I think I remembered what I was going to say, and then I lost it again. Hang on, some tip of my tongue. I lost it. I had it, and then I forgot to say it, and now I'm backing under a trailer, so I'm going to go for the moment. Good to hear you this afternoon. I'll think of it and maybe tell you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, be safe out there. Really great to hear you. And it was nice hearing Larry on there, too, a while ago. I hadn't talked to him before, don't think, other than that. I'm going to go outside and look at this driveway transducer and see if I can convince it that it's not working right. 73, Shane. N4ZLK, N0TR. Catch you later.
PNE Mobile, listening.
N0TR, my name's Tom, but I got to run. I just wanted to acknowledge that you're getting into the repeater just fine. I got a couple of things I got to do outside here for the wife, and when the War Department speaks, you better be like E.F. Hutton and listen.
On 14, you go to the meeting. Are you going to the meeting?
Which club?
Of course.
No, sir, I'm getting pretty old. I don't like to go downtown that well. But good luck with that. And it's a really good club. I do belong to it. I am a club member. Number 7017 on my card number here, it says, for this year. But you enjoy, and I'll catch you down the line. There should be some other guys who come on here. 73, and this is N0TR. Good evening.
I'm going to be 81 in November, so I'm an old timer. I used to belong to the club many years ago when I moved down here in the 90s, early 91, 2, 92, 94, but okay. Thanks for coming back to me, and I'll meet you one of these days. Number two, like the best part of you, please, no excuses. I'm just by the water tower, coming down 14 into Greer.
Yep, there. Well, you got me beat by about 8 years, and I'd say you're doing pretty darn good. That gives me something to aspire to. I'm just 76. Enjoy, and say hi to the guys, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR.
Thanks for coming back. I work 40 meters, and I do a lot of building and breadboarding and printed circuit boards, and, I keep myself busy. And to PNE listening.
I didn't get your name, but I do 99% CW and a little bit of sideband, the computer mode. But nice to meet you this evening in 0TR. This is Tom, and I'm clear.
My name's Tide Old Man. Oscar Mike, Tide Old Man.
Well, we're Tom Square then, because my name's Tom. That's my initials, Tom Ralph, N0TR. 62 and a half years in Kansas and 14 down here.
I'll be retired at 31 years from Eastern Long Island. I worked on electronics at Probescope, who made spectrum analyzers, got into engineering, and made a tri-jam calibrator that was used to calibrate the fuel sensors on a lunar module that went to the moon. I'm a Class 2 operator inspector, NASA card.
Not to be proud of. I was an industrial electrician and electronic technician. I had 300,000 square feet to take care of, plus another 40,000 foot building. And I had CNC mills, all the way from vacuum tube, mercury tube drives to variable frequency drives, and then I got retired also, a little of both. Nice to meet you, Tom.
When they just took me off the clock for $11,000 back in the 70s, and I had three people working for me. I just got my GED, so I took all the police tests, and in 1970, I was appointed deputy sheriff in 1972 after 21 years service.
Started out in the Navy in the flight crew and learned electrician and electronics there, and then just went from there. I do have a commercial license, but I never did use it commercially. But I thought it looked good on a resume.
Wanted to do, but when I went to the first class general, I just couldn't. I should have studied, but I didn't. So anyway, I'm just cut the cutoff here, going over to 101, and I'll be headed down 29 if I can find it. I put in 100 Grove Street in my GPS, so I think that'll. It's been so damn long since I come down there to the hospital, I forget how to go. I have a CRS, 3 digits, 4 digits, 2 digits, and a dial.
This is N0TR. Well, it's just on the east side of Greer at the Woodman of the World. Oh, no, wait a minute, excuse me. I take that back. I'm talking about the Greer Club. It's down by the Red Cross on the west side of town. It's where they have the meetings, as far as I know, unless they've changed that, and I don't think they have. If you need me to get an address for you, I will look it up. It's in the Red Cross building, though, down there.
used to go down. I used to know how to get the shortcut there over to the hospital. But it's been quite a few years. It's been over 5 years since I've been down there. And, you know, if you don't do it every day, you'll kind of lose it.
Well, if you go down Wayne Hampton, which is 29, I guess, and you got to realize I'm from Kansas, but I've been here 14 years. If you go down Wade Hampton, all the way through downtown, over the bridge, and you go out there to the west side of town, and the hospital will be over on your left. What's that road, Bernice? Ferris Road? Yeah, I think it's on Ferris Road. Yeah, you turn off at 29 as you're going downtown. You turn left there at Henry's Barbecue and go on Church Street and go out to the west side of town there. And the hospital's on your left. I'll look that up for you right quick on the computer if you want to stand by a minute.
Well, the hospital signs, it should be the hospital signs that'll take me right there.
Yeah, you just go right in front of the hospital down there to Ferris Road and hang a left on it. Isn't that the road, Bernice? Yeah, and you, it's about a block past the hospital. Turn left and go up the road there. And, oh, no. That's Burnett. Huh? Yeah. Let me look that up on the computer for you, Tom. I just got to get it going here.
I got my GPS, so I think it'll get me close enough to where I'll remember.
I've got it up here. Yeah, it should. Trying to find the directions, it says. So I'll just click on that. And there it is, but now want me to zoom in on it. Well, what street's the dang thing on, Bernice? Well, I can't, this cockeyed thing. Oh, there we go. 940 Grove Road. 940 Grove Road. G-R-O-V-E, Tom.
940, I'm trying to write it down. I got a pen here that don't write.
Yeah, but you can pretty well stay on Wade Hampton until you get to Church Street and then hang left on it and follow Church Street down through town and go out there to, like you said, if I can pull it down here, to the hospital there. You turn at the, it's not McDonald's, what's the other one? Wendy's. Turn left at Wendy's and go down a block to the hospital and turn right. And it's down there on Grove Road, 940 Grove Road.
The street is the end of 29, and I go left there, and yeah, I think I get it okay. Thank you very much for your help.
You're very welcome, Tom. No problem. I haven't been down there in a coon's age, but when we first come down here, I did, and then I started going to the Greer Club, and now I haven't even been going to that, but it's a good group of guys. The Greer Club's got a lot of us old-timers in it, and there's some extremely well-versed ham radio operators go to that. You would enjoy that. A lot of engineers there, too.
I've been down there, but that's not my bag of tricks. I went to one of his field days with Dave, and Dave's a good guy. He's got a good following, and but that's not my cup of tea. So anyway, thank you. Keep getting occasional somebody's breaking in on the radio. I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, they walk among us, And you get some QRM in there, Tom.
It's up in my 29. It's almost as bad as New York.
No, from the air, when we flew over, going there to LaGuardia, heading for Boston to my nephews, I told Bernice that looked like a bunch of maggots down there. It was so, so many people, it was so confined. This is not that bad, but you're traveling at the rush hour, and the rush hour goes to about 7 o'clock down here. And 29, I say, is the new Woodruff Road.
Yes, it says I have 6.2 miles to go to Church Street, and then I take a left, so, we'll get there. But it's just been a while since I've been down this way, so thanks a lot.
Okay, Tom, I'll let you go. You're just like Willie Nelson. You're on the road again, and you're going right. 73's Tom. This is N0 TR clear.
Tango Radio. Thank you very much, Tom. Tom? Me, Mobile, listening.
Mobile in there, Tom. And go ahead, Heather Mobile.
Good evening, Tom. This is Leroy. Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. I may not be making the repeater that well. I'm down here in the hole on 291.
Roger. You made it, Leroy. I didn't hear your call sign there at first. This gentleman's 83 years old and hadn't been up here in a while, and I was trying to help him get down to the Red Cross building. I'll let you have it, Leroy. Nice to hear you. Send your OTR clear.
Roger that, Tom. Yeah, I heard you giving him directions there. I was in a to you, but it sounded like he was doing a good job there. He just needs to follow 29, which is White Hampton and Church Street, and then turn left, like you said, at Henrietta. I think it's Henrietta there at the Wendy's. Go to the traffic light, turn right, and it's just down the street across from the VA Center.
Remember going left, and then you go about a block, then you turn right, and you're right on the road.
Yeah, it's right across from the Veterans Administration Clinic there on Grove at 940. Once you turn right onto Grove Road, you'll pass through the traffic light at Ferris, and then that next right will be the Red Cross building.
Yep.
Yes, sir, I'll be over there in a little bit. I got to make one stop on the way, but I'll be over there.
The food in the building?
I didn't copy that.
For you to bring food and drink in the building?
Yes, sir, you can.
Okay, I might stop and get something to eat. Because I'm a diabetic and I get hungry. And okay, thank you.
No problem. Name here's Leroy. I'm the treasurer of the Blue Ridge Club, so we'll talk to you later. KA5WLL73.
Okay, Leroy. I can remember that. I have a Leroy set home for drafting. Okay, we'll see you there. November 2, Papa November. My name's Tom. Title Man, thanks for coming back.